So, John, what are some of the things that people need to know going into today?
Well, first of all, I just still want to stress that this is still we're still in a significant flood event. And that presents unpredictable and dangerous situations for everyone in the region. So, we want to remind everyone, stay off the roads if they can today, stay home. There's a lot of debris, there's standing water still. So it's still a developing situation.
A lot of the talk, at least around the newsroom, has been, kind of what's going on with Sparks now. That's kind of the next big, mm-hmm. the big thing. So mm-hmm. I guess what is going on with Sparks right now?
Yeah, so Sparks, the river should be hitting its highest point sometime this morning, maybe around 10 to sometime before noon, but certainly won't be receding until much later in the afternoon.
What would you say that you're most concerned about moving into today's issues?
So we'll be moving into the next phase of the situation, which is damage assessment and debris removal. So really what I would say is most concerning is trying to find out where all the damage is to infrastructure within the region, making sure that we're doing proper debris removal, getting all that debris out of roadways, out of pathways, those sorts of things. So we'll be shifting kind of into the next phase of recovery, what we call recovery from the event. But that phase will take much longer.
And, I know that in Reno, anyway, last night was kind of the apex of everything. So did you have any reports of any issues of, any injuries or anything like that going on last night?
Right. No, we've had no reported flood-related injuries throughout the region, which we're very happy about. We have had, a few responses where individuals have had to be rescued, if you will. We had a situation up in Red Rock where elderly woman's home was completely surrounded by water, so we had crews had to go in and get her and some of her animals out. But thankfully, so far, no flood-related injuries at all.
What have you learned, or what has the county learned from the 1997 and 2005 flooding events that helped prepare you for this event?
Well, yeah, that's quite a bit, actually. So I know you're aware of our regional EOC. We didn't have that facility in 97. The 97 flood, we had a very small room at the county complex, county administration building, where we were trying to conduct all of those operations out of a very small conference room. And following that event, we began planning for our regional emergency operations center, specifically pointing to the needs that we had from the 97 flood, helped us to develop the facility that we have here now that we've been able to use. We were able to use it in 05. We've used it throughout various other emergencies, wildfires, those sorts of things, and then now in this event. And I think the other thing is just getting the word out on preparations with the citizens is something, we were able to, in this case, with the advance notice we had from the Weather Service, we were able to do quite a bit of, on our own, pre-planning within our organizations, but also getting the word out to the public that this was going to be a serious flood and to be prepared for that.
And I know that since the last major event in 2005, there's been a lot of growth in the region, a lot of developments kind of popping up. So have you seen any new information coming about with some of that? I know that some of the landscape may have changed over the last 10 years.
I haven't specifically seen or heard anything yet that where a new development area has increased or caused flooding issues. But we also have, since the 2005 flood, we've had several of our flood management projects have come online. One of the most visible is the downtown Reno Bridge, which, the bridge needed to be replaced, but it was also developed as a flood mitigation project that the bridge has no structures in the river, and it was also raised. I'm sure once we get back and review everything, we're going to be able to show that assisted us in this particular event.
I do want to ask about, I know you're urging people to stay home if possible, but those folks who do need to go to work or do need to travel, what kind of, road conditions can they expect for their commute today?
If people do need to get out today, and we are advising against that, but if they absolutely do need to get out, I would advise, number one, be prepared for road closures. A list of closed roads is on the Washoe County website, washoecounty.us. They also should just be aware there's going to be standing water. It could be debris on the roadways. Again, we highly encourage people to not get out and about today, but if they have to, just take time, slow down, and just be cautious when they're out.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate
it. Sure. Appreciate it.